West Haven is a small neighborhood between the University of Virginia and downtown Charlottesville, a collection of small homes, many built in the early 20th century, and to newer, subsidized townhomes for low-income families.
It's public housing, so you only have so much space.
That's Chantel Bingham, who just got her master's degree in public health. She and her friend, Artem Demchenko, saw potential in the small yards of West Haven. An architect specializing in sustainability, he was inspired by his homeland, Ukraine.
Gardening is a part of our culture. We garden all the time. You know, we had a huge garden around our house. We grew all kinds of things and harvested them at different times of the year.
They applied for and won a $10,000 grant from the Dalai Lama's Compassionate Action Project. One by one, they approached residents like Lisa Zampini, offering to design and build small gardens.
My grandmother, when she passed, she left me a couple of plants and I killed them. So I was a little skeptical about doing the garden, but, you know, doing it as a family, and, you know, I was willing to give it a try, and we love it. I'm glad we did it.
Zampini's five kids help plant seedlings, water, and weed, while her 12-year-old took care of pest control.
My daughter looked up a secret remedy for it. You take a spray bottle with some dish liquid and spray it all over the garden, and it helps keep the bugs away. Of course, she didn't tell me till after the bugs ate all of our strawberries.
This summer, she says the kids are eating more fresh produce than usual. Her neighbor, Natasha Henson, enjoys cooking with fresh herbs and greens.
I have like collards and kale, some mint, some thyme, some basil that I've been incorporating in my family dishes.
You can't beat the convenience, and the price is right.
It's free. You're outside, you're enjoying the earth, the sunlight. It's very comforting.
As for the students, they're gratified by new friendships. Again, Artem Demchenko.
The biggest surprise was working with this community, because as a UVA students, we're almost taught that it's dangerous to come into this community, or the people may be hard to work with, there may be cultural differences. But really, when we came here, we learned something entirely different.
With the help of dozens of volunteers from UVA, they plan to continue the program next year, perhaps expanding to other parts of the city. I'm Sandy Houseman.